Protesters take to streets across the country following not guilty verdict in Rittenhouse trial. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 19, 2021. Protesters took to the streets of Brooklyn, Chicago, Oakland, and other cities following the not guilty verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. After the verdict, hundreds of people took to the streets of Brooklyn, New York, to voice their frustration with the jury's verdict. The crowd gathered at Barclays Center in Brooklyn and reportedly chanted, "Say his name, George Floyd." Progressive activists have tried incessantly to make the Rittenhouse trial about race, even though Rittenhouse and the three men he shot were all white. In Chicago, dozens of protesters went to Federal Plaza to protest the verdict. They were reportedly carrying signs reading, "Kyle will kill again." Workers united to smash fascism and reject racist vigilante terror. The Chicago protesters blocked traffic on busy streets during rush hour to show their discontent with the trial's outcome. Protesters reportedly looted a Neiman Marcus luxury store and multiple other stores as the protests were happening. One Twitter user shared a flyer for a protest in Minneapolis and told his followers to let people go wild and leave your phone at home. Protesters in Denver reportedly shouted, "Fuck Kyle Rittenhouse," while marching down streets. On the West Coast, protesters gathered at a federal building in Oakland to protest the jury verdict. Signs in Oakland read, "Cops and fascists given license to kill in the USA." Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges after facing trial for killing two men and injuring one in self-defense during the Kenosha riots of summer 2020.